Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Let's try and find out a little bit more. Lieutenant Colonel Ayar Dror, he is the founder and commander of the Good Neighbor Project. Good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, Awad. I'm fine. And like all of us, I'm wishing Greta a lot of luck and success while she will enter Gaza. I'm sure that Hamas will love her presence and will appreciate it. Like, no doubt of it. However, if we want to be a little bit more serious, regarding the last events, I do believe, Awad, that we should understand before, a minute before we are talking about the specific event, we have to understand what is going on with Hamas. Hamas is now in one of his lowest points since the war started. Most of his military headquarters in Gaza has been eliminated. Most of, like 95% of their higher command commanders has been eliminated. Just the commander of the division of Gaza left. Of course, there is plenty of others, but not like so important in the military leadership. This is one. Second, Hamas is losing a lot of power because Israel eliminated the achievements it got from entering the humanitarian aid to Gaza. Steal it, sell it. I think we will talk about it in one of the previous shows. What happened now that humanitarian aid is entering Gaza, it means that the world should less criticize the world. Who cares the Palestinians people, not like Hamas, should see that they are getting that. The consequences of that is Hamas understand that is in a bad situation. He knows that while the humanitarian aid will enter Gaza, the population won't be starved. They will get food. He will not be able to manipulate and to continue to control. We saw, by the way, just yesterday, it has been published everywhere that some tribes in Gaza loud and clear calling Hamas that they trade the Palestinians and they cause them only violence and blood. Hamas is really afraid from that situation. So what Hamas will do, it will take advantage on the naive, sorry for saying that, on the naive media, foreign media, Western media, and it will manipulate it. He will send the people to get, he will shoot them, and it was proven by IDF cameras that Hamas people were shooting the people while all the journalists immediately blamed Israel for killing, I don't know, 21, then 31, and Hamas is behind that. Hamas do not care from his population lives. He want to make this chaos. He want to close those centers of food contribution. He knows how to do that. You know, I just heard the White House spokesman, and she was speaking the same words that I'm saying. She was telling to BBC and other news journalists, like they call themselves, check the facts. And I do believe that everything that happened is manipulated and organized by Hamas. At least in one scenario, which happened 48 hours ago, we had proof for that. It has been broadcast. It took, unfortunately, the IDF too much time to send it to the journalist. So the damage has been caused. Hamas saw that it is good. He made the same yesterday. Now, the event is still under, of course, investigation. And like we talked in previous shows, if there was a military mistake, it will be, we will learn from that, and the people probably might be punished. However, I said if, because as much as I think, it was again the same scenario led by Hamas to manipulate the population and to manipulate the journalists that they will send those reports without even making the most obvious thing to check the facts before publishing it.
Is it naivety or are they complicit and part of the strategy to delegitimize Israel?
I do believe that, of course, you have channels like Al Jazeera that, well, there isn't any terrorist organization that more involved with Al Jazeera than Hamas. It was loud and clear. People called themselves journalists working Al Jazeera were part of the October 7th massacre. So for sure, they are part of that. For sure, the BBC, you can see a couple of times how they treated to Israelis. It's not an objective interview. They do not give the opportunity to any Israeli speaker to really talk. The facts are not interesting. It's all part of this agenda to delegitimize Israel. And again, I just have to be sorry about that. Those systems call themselves journalists, and even more to be sorry, why honest reporters and honest journalists in the world is not condemning them, because this is not making journalists, this is making propaganda. Is issue that we know that Hamas do it, ISIS did it, the Nazis did it. This is how now North Korea is did it. This is how it works there. I'm pretty ashamed of those channels that promoting propaganda without, again, basic things. Go and check the first, then go and criticize. This is your role.
One of the arguments that I'm seeing all over social media is, well, then tell Israel to let the foreign press in to Gaza. What is the situation with regard to foreign press being allowed?
So any foreign journalist can apply an application to the IDF spokesman. I do know that it was a couple of times that foreign journalists entered Gaza and covered what is going on, the same like they've been made in Syria and in Lebanon. So again, from time to time, of course, they cannot enter because an operative situation. However, I do believe and I do know that journalists can apply a request, and from time to time, they are even taking and being escorted by the IDF to take the pictures and to make those articles. So I do know that there is cooperation between the sides of the journalist and the IDF spokesman. I've seen it in my own eyes, not in Gaza, as you know. I'm serving in the Syrian front, but I saw it in my own eyes how the IDF briefing that. I did it a couple of times during my military service. It's not something new.
So do you think that this is going to change? Do you think we're going to start to see, as Israel takes more control, can guarantee maybe, or not guarantee, but provide greater security for to the journalists, that we'll start to see it being a more of an open zone?
Yes, I do believe it might happen. Now, again, I'm not saying that Israel is perfect with explaining itself and giving the journalists the opportunity to report what they have seen. I do believe that we have a very long path to move to do that. I know that the IDF is doing his efforts. It's unfortunate it is not enough. Unfortunately, it is not enough because we still see such a bad and propaganda's report. So we need to fix it and we need to do more. And the unit that in charge should think how they do it in order that the world will hear objective pictures. And again, you heard me more than one time. If the IDF doing mistakes, we are a democratic country. We will investigate.
Deal with it.
However,
absolutely.
I cannot accept that those lies will brainwash the world. It's not true, and it's not what is going really on. And the world should be aware for that.
That's where we leave it, Lieutenant Colonel Ayar Dror. He is the founder and commander of the Good Neighbor Project. That is where we leave it. It is time for me to love and to leave you. I hope you go and have a fantastic Wednesday. We'll be back with you tomorrow morning, Thursday morning, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Don't be late.